Before 2006, there wasn't much to say about the Suncook. It was just a medium-sized river that ran through Pittsfield, Epsom, and Allenstown into its confluence with the Merrimack. Now, parts of it are a little hard to describe.
Look at this.
Yeah, my brain has trouble accepting the scale of the distance and just the vast... I don't know.
Words fail Steve Landry, watershed supervisor at the Department of Environmental Services, when he tries to describe what happened 7 years ago. A massive storm dumped nearly 15 inches of rain on parts of the state on Mother's Day. That rain triggered a rare event called an avulsion in Epsom. The river overflowed its banks and for nearly a mile carved itself a new path, cutting through the floodplain and carrying massive quantities of sand with it. Wildlife biologist Eric Orff remembers the day well.
Huge chunks of the river were still falling in.
Orff lives downstream and saw the site where the river changed course the next day.
About a mile and a half of the Suncook River simply disappeared during a 100-year flood.
Today, visiting the old course of the Suncook, unless you have a trained eye, it's hard to tell that a river used to run here. Trees and grass have sprouted up. We'll walk to the edge of where the river now runs, and the contrast is stark.
We're out here, and it's like this huge, you know, expanse of open riverbed, and then there's this tiny little, the old channel's tiny. It's like a quarter of the size.
Yeah, that's an example of what was a primary stable channel of, you know, what, 30, 40 feet wide maybe, and now we're looking several hundred feet across to the east bank of the Suncook River as it's, you know, shifting through the sand.
When the river took its shortcut, it was suddenly dropping the same amount of elevation in a much shorter distance. So the water sped up, and faster water carries more sand and clay particles with it. If you visit the river now, the effects are obvious. The channel has dropped more than 10 feet as the faster water has eaten away at the sandy river bottom, and there are places where the banks continue to slide into the river. All that sand has to go somewhere. According to U.S. Geological Survey scientist Robert Flynn, it's all downstream in Allenstown.
Because of the movement of the sediment downstream, that's increased the frequency of overbank flooding.
There are 110 homes in the floodplain downstream of the avulsion, which are now at greater risk of flooding. $6 million in state and federal dollars have been spent to get those residents out of harm's way. So far, the state and FEMA have purchased 35 homes, and 18 more are waiting for additional funds. But there are more concerns upstream. Steve Landry with the DES says one spot is the bridge where the river runs under Route 4.
The bridge footings, they are sitting on sand, essentially.
After the river's level dropped, those bridge footings aren't rooted deep enough. And since the Suncook River Valley is almost entirely sand, there's nothing to stop the river from moving again in another flood. That could trigger another chain reaction of erosion and undermine the bridge. Nick Nelson is with Interfluv, the consultants working with the state to stabilize the river.
With unlimited funds, we would probably replace the Route 4 bridge and build a valley-spanning bridge so that the river can migrate where it wants to.
But that would cost the state as much as $15 million. It would only cost around $3 million to line the riverbank with big stones that can't just be washed away. And that plan just got a boost after a gravel company in Kingston was ordered to give $330,000 worth of stone to the state for a wetlands violation. Unfortunately, it's a solution that isn't particularly good for river habitat.
It's a compromise, really, that it's not a typical river restoration project, period. It's a stability project.
Rivers are constantly moving, but it's usually on a geological timescale, over many, many years. After the avulsion, it was like seeing science in motion as the river carved itself a new course. But once the state gets together the rest of the money and the materials it needs, which might take a few more years, the hope is this river will again be frozen in place for a good long while. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.